this is for the few people who views my status and click on that link I post on WhatsApp, then come here on podcast to listen to whatever I've got, whether it makes sense or it doesn't make sense. I really appreciate you guys. You know, I get a number of views and all that. Thank you so much. See, I've decided to bring this to our notice. If as a person you feel like when first aid is mentioned, all you can picture in your head is a white box fixed on the wall with a red cross on it, inside the box you see paracetamol, you see cotton wool, cotton board, spirit, iodine, tetracycline, flagyl, plaster, bandage, and all of that. Man, first aid doesn't only it's not just restricted to the box. It's not restricted to the fact that somebody, okay, your child or somebody injures his or her leg and the leg starts bleeding, where you just have to get the cotton wool, put spirit on the cotton wool, then apply it on the person's leg. It goes beyond that. As in, no, this life, call on Shanuyo. We should just have mercy on us, because I felt so bad 2 years ago when I really didn't understand what first aid meant. And there was even a time when this was what led to my, there was a period on WhatsApp that I used to post about CPR. Although that's CPR, like the pronunciation is for all these medical people. It's a medical term, so it's very long. CPR, clinical, cardio, clinic, I don't even know, I can't remember. So I started learning how to do CPR via YouTube. Although I've not practiced it before, I started learning how to do CPR for a child and an adult. That's what you do for adults, and the way you do for child is just a bit different. The prayer you put on an adult is different from that which you put on a baby. So what made me got interested in learning the CPR, and it's not only CPR this time around, how to give a first aid to someone who's choking. That was what interested me. That was what attracted me to learning all this. And although I've not learned so much about it, so I wouldn't really say about the process, because I wouldn't want to give a misleading information or an information that is not detailed enough. So let me just go to the gist of what made me get interested in it. It all happened last two years Ilea, a Muslim Eid celebration, where they kill ram, cow, and all that. So in my house, in my grandma's house, I stay with my grandma. Grandma's house, we always kill. So this family member of mine just came. You know, when we don't get people to do it for us, we do it in house, like the male in the house, they do it. The males. Oh, my head. So this family member came around, and it was part of those that were killing the, you see, if there are still some people that have this archaic olden days mentality that when you kill a ram to be healthy, to make you get healthy enough, you take the bile, that bitter thing of the ram, you take the bile, you rinse it and swallow it. My dear, please just stop that. If I advise them, if you're a Muslim, even if you're a Christian, when you see people doing that, just advise them to stop it. It doesn't make sense. Although I'm not saying that bile, I know that bile will have its its medical benefits, medical benefits to Manila Rainyo when you take it. But I don't think that you taking it directly, swallowing it directly, is the right thing to be done. So this is my family member. Back to the gist. They killed, we were not there. I wasn't there. I think I went out. I wasn't there based on what was narrated. After killing the first ram, he picked up the bile, he swallowed. They killed the second ram. I'm sorry for the break, I'll be right back. Oh, I don't want to break it. Okay, they killed the second ram. Just hang on, please. sorry. So they killed the second ram. My farm picked up the bile. Second bile swallowed. So when we came back, like when I came back from where I went to, as I just entered the gate, I saw the person at the corner. I saw the person just fall. It fell on his head. Like, it fell facing down. And everybody rushed to him. It was already... It was choking. It was choking. It was gushing out one kind of thing that I don't even know. I don't know how to say it. We rushed him. Like, someone tried to... I don't know, did somebody try, they poured water or something, I can't even remember the whole scenario, or somebody was trying to press his chest. Shasha rushed him to the hospital. Meanwhile, it was BID, it was brought in dead. That was how the guy died on Leah Day, our celebration day. So the thing I just want to point out here is that at the point, although I wasn't there when he was choking, I just saw him fail. But even if I was there when he was choking, I wouldn't have known what to do. So this was all actually interested me in learning all these things. You know, people's story, Lomafimo story, you know, people's story, Lomafimo, it's people's story that you used to be conscious of your own self. And now that this one happened, I wouldn't advise anybody. If I didn't advise somebody, I wouldn't sit somewhere and watch anybody swallow bile in my presence. You get a kind of thing. So I wish I already knew how to attend to a choking person, and even if it was his time, it's possible that it was his time already that nothing could be done, but at least you would give a first aid. So first aid goes beyond spirit and all that. Please let us just learn it. It is important. It could be your family member. It could be an outsider. It could be anybody that you just have to quickly give that first aid to before the real medical help arrives. So you could save a life by doing that. Choking, learn, go on YouTube now. I don't know how to do it so well, but just go on YouTube now. That's just my advice. Check it. Don't just stream musicians' pages. Don't waste your data on things that might not even benefit you at the end of the day. Learn things. As married people, learn things. As unmarried ones, learn things. You can actually help somebody with all this. Learn how to give first aid to a stroke. Someone who would just had a stroke attack. Someone who just had a heart attack. Someone who is choking. Someone... I don't know any other one. Those are the three ones that I've actually seen. Just seen brush through. But please, just do this. Just learn it. It is important. Wallahi, extremely important. Learn it for, even if it's not for yourself, just learn it for learning's sake. Learn for learning. You don't know. See, we are just uncertain about what will happen next to any one of us. Just do this, please. So that's just the message I have to share this morning. If you listen up to this point, Oshego, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I hope this is a bit beneficial, if not fully beneficial. I just hope that those who just cut off along the line, I wish they got to this point. But if they didn't, it's fine. And you that you did, thank you. Have a wonderful weekend, and please use your data on things that would be beneficial to you. Bye.